And you've never been out there?
I've been there three times.
Oh, three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there.
How did you like it?
I like it.
Would you want to live out there?
No, no, I don't want to live out there. That's like being out there, being like being with her and her family. And she has a wonderful husband.
Well, where were you raised in Macon? What part of the town were you raised in as a little girl?
Oh, down here in the Mercer vicinity, down on Coleman Avenue.
Oh, I see.
I lived on Coleman Avenue for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living there before I married, and then I married and still lived kind of in that section. And then the highway got my home.
And
I had to move then.
Uh-huh. And then you moved to your present address. Did you keep the same, a lot of the same furniture? I noticed that you have a nice looking piece in there in the dining room from your other residence, or did you have you just acquired this furniture?
Well,
since
no,
then?
That was some of the furniture that I started keeping house with when I married. That is a buffet and a cabinet. I bought the new table, but the buffet and the cabinet was something that I started with when we started when I first married.
Oh, well, I love that piece. I have a friend that looked all over for that buffet, and she found one, and she has refinished it, and it's similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's collecting antiques, and she just really, you know, enjoys finding old furniture that she can redo. What about some of your living room furniture here? Did you?
With this, I think I had back of this down there, but I've been thinking I need to change because this really is not exactly suitable for here, like it was the other room. When I lived down in Coleman, we had large rooms down there because it was an old
I see. What did you call the room down there that you stayed in most of the time? What was the word that you used for that?
We used the living room.
You used the living room. Also, what would you call this?
Sofa.
The sofa. It's not the type that pulls out and makes into
a... No, that's what I've been thinking I would do, but I haven't gotten it right to it.
Oh, I see. Did you have a fireplace at your...
Yeah, we had fireplaces there.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the top part that you put your little clock...
The mound.
Right. Mm-hmm. And did you have a name for anything that you might use to start the fire? That you would put maybe things into the fire to start it? Could you tell me how you made your fire then?
Well,
or built the fire?
But before we had gas heaters put in for a while, I mean, until the last part of that, but when we first moved there, we just used a little kindling, I think, to start by using coal, burning coal when we first moved there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was before they had gas, rated heaters, and we had rated heaters put in later.
Uh-huh. What about the kitchen? Did you have one of those, did you have a word for the part where you might put your food in that's similar to not a closet?
Well, we had a closet down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking of possibly another word that you might use, a room where, a little room where, you know, you might store your food and things like that I noticed that were in the older houses. We don't have them now.